From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Both sides of a prolonged legal battle over restricting medication abortion in Arkansas submitted briefs today on how they think the federal judge presiding over the case should proceed. KUAR's Daniel Breen has been going through the filings and has this report.
The latest obstacle in the case of Planned Parenthood versus Jegley centers on one crucial statistic: the number of women who would be unduly burdened if a state law restricting abortion by pill would be allowed to continue. That law says providers of medication abortion, a cheaper and less invasive alternative to surgical abortion, must contract with a physician with hospital admitting privileges, which Planned Parenthood says sets an impossibly high standard. The law has been in effect in Arkansas since last month, when the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on a previous case until additional fact-finding is complete. At a hearing in U.S. District Court last week, federal judge Christine Baker asked Planned Parenthood and the state to submit their recommendations as to how she's legally allowed to go about fact-finding. Baker's central question: is she allowed to open her court's record from 2 years ago, the first time Planned Parenthood sought to block the law, to include more fact-based evidence? Planned Parenthood says yes, the state attorney general says no. Lawyers for the state argue Baker is not legally obligated to open the record, and that Planned Parenthood's request to add new information to the record reflects a lack of diligence on their part. Planned Parenthood says more than 2 years' worth of data on the popularity and safety of medication abortion merit opening the record, and that a Supreme Court case that struck down a similar law in Texas proves the number of relevant women affected is, quote, significant, but ultimately unknowable. Both sides agree, however, that the ultimate decision rests with the court and ultimately with Judge Christine Baker. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.